this morning a very special interview to talk about. In fact, it was a big milestone that took place this week with an approval by the FDA of an Alzheimer's disease treatment. And here to talk about that is Dr. Michael Irizarry. He is the Senior Vice President of Clinical Research and Deputy Chief Clinical Officer of Alzheimer's Disease and Brain Health at EASI. And he joins us this morning. Doctor, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Tell me about the your thoughts of this good news about this approval this week and about the drug and what that treatment means.
Well, on behalf of EASI, we're very excited that the FDA approved the treatment Leqembi for early Alzheimer's disease. And this treatment is one of the first treatments that's been shown in clinical trials to slow the progression of Alzheimer's disease, meaning that it slows the decline of memory and thinking, and also slows down the decline in people's daily activities that can occur with Alzheimer's disease.
Without getting too tactical, what's actually happening? How is this disease able to, or this drug able to do that?
Well, one of the features of Alzheimer's disease is deposition in the brain of amyloid proteins, so these clumps of abnormal proteins that occur that cause Alzheimer's disease. And Leqembi is an antibody. It's given intravenously every 2 weeks, and it helps clear these amyloid deposits from the brain.
This was all based on, you had clinical trials. How long did those go on, and what have they been like?
This was based on a large clinical trial of 1,800 people performed across the world. The patients were in the early stages of Alzheimer's disease and received the treatment for 18 months. The clinical trial showed that the treatment slowed the progression of Alzheimer's disease by 27%, and this was on a measure that combined both thinking and functioning as well. And what this means is that people could remain in the earlier stages of Alzheimer's disease where they're more functional for a longer period of time.
Doctor, if somebody's on other medication, maybe for high blood pressure, heart disease, any concern there with mixing this one in?
Well, patients should talk to their doctor to find the treatment that's right for them. Within the clinical trial, we did have a range of people with hypertension, heart disease, diabetes that showed similar efficacy and safety on the treatment. There are certain medications that can increase the risk of side effects that people should talk to their doctor about. These include blood-thinning medicines.
Talking this morning with Dr. Michael Irizarry, clinical research officer this morning, about the milestone FDA approval of this anti-amyloid Alzheimer's disease treatment. Any kind of side effects we should be concerned with for this drug and treatment?
Yes, the treatment can cause serious side effects. These include temporary swelling in areas of the brain, as well as small spots of bleeding in the brain that can infrequently become larger. These side effects are called ARIA, or amyloid-related imaging abnormalities. Usually there are no symptoms, although sometimes there can be serious symptoms. So before considering treatment with this therapy, a doctor will usually do an MRI scan and a genetic test to look for the risk of those side effects. And during treatment, the doctor will do MRI scans in order to identify those early and treat them appropriately.
Imagine how this was for people sort of with early Alzheimer's. Can you kind of talk to us a little bit on the basics of Alzheimer's when you talk about early Alzheimer's and maybe symptoms or things that people need to know, or those who think maybe this is part of the reason for the dementia that's occurring?
The earliest symptoms of Alzheimer's disease are called mild cognitive impairment, which means that there's a difficulty in remembering new things, and then more difficulty, for instance, in finding words, or gradual impairment of their ability to do things because of problems with thinking. And also the mild dementia stage of disease, where people not only have memory difficulties, but may already have some difficulties doing their daily activities, but they're still not dependent on people. In order to diagnose Alzheimer's disease, there needs to be confirmation of this amyloid deposition in the brain.
So let's talk about who should consider and how will this medication be available now, or is there a delay from the time when there's an approval on it? What's the status of that situation?
Well, patients should talk to their doctor to find out if it's the right treatment for them, especially if they're showing symptoms of cognitive decline. And more information can be found at lekembi.com. That's LEQEMBI.com in terms of the treatment and who it is appropriate for.
Right. Well, I bet this was really good news for you to hear after the long clinical trial, I bet.
Yes, I think it's a new hope for patients, we believe.
Well, we've all been hearing about Alzheimer's for a number of decades now and always looking for treatments and understanding that there may be some more hope out there now thanks to this new treatment. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning and thanks for sharing the good news with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks. That's Dr. Michael Irizarry, the Senior Vice President of Clinical Research and Deputy Chief Counsel Officer of Alzheimer's Disease and Brain Health at ESI Incorporated. Again, LEQEMBI, lekembi.com is where you can get more information about what we've talked about today. Find out side effects, all those other things as well, and whether this would be right for somebody that you know.